All right, Badass Girl Gang, we are back with another episode, and today we are talking all about things you can do in your 20s to be successful in your 30s and so on. And we want to make it completely clear that you can do these things in your 30s and 40s as well, but it's just, you know, a lot of the time, sometimes if we do these things earlier in life, it really sets us up for later in life. So we want to run through this article is from Entrepreneur. We're going to loosely reference it as we go through. We'll talk about some of the things they mentioned, some of the things we've done, and kind of everything in between. So let's start off with number one, which is discovering your passions. And I think that's something we all do throughout our entire life, because passions are ever changing in different seasons of lives. But, you know, once you get out of high school, I find you really start to figure out who you are as a person, because we're so heavily influenced by our peers in high school. But you start to figure out what you like and what motivates you. And I think that's a really good time. A lot of the time you have a lot more freedom. You're not settled down. You don't have a bunch of financial burdens. You have no, kids to take care of. And you have like a lot of time to figure out your passions. So Lana, have you taken the time to discover your passions, and what are they?
I have, and I feel like I'm constantly pivoting to try to kind of narrow down, but it's funny. It always comes back full circle to my original idea. So when I first became a coach, my idea was to get unfuck the fitness industry and talk about how it's a trifecta, just like we've talked about in a previous episode. And then I got scared, and I would pivot away from it and push away from it. And it always comes full circle right back to that. And so it's like, okay, well, clearly I keep coming back to it. Clearly it's important to me. Clearly it means something. So I might as well stick to it. So that's kind of what my passion is. My passion is helping others unfuck the fitness industry. And it's taken me like 4 years of trying to run away from it, and it keeps pulling me back. So clearly it's where I need to be. But even in that, like, you pivot, right? Like, you pivot so much in trying to learn. And I think, like you said, it's like a never-ending thing. We're going to constantly be trying to find out who we are, what our passions are, and moving forward from there. But what about you? What is your passion?
Yeah, and I think that's a good question. Like, what are my passions? You know, business was always a passion, and I know that sounds really crazy, and I talk about it a lot, but it has been my passion forever. I've always wanted to own a business. Or make a business or do something like that. So that was a huge passion, and something I poured a lot of time into in my 20s to be able to make that a reality. Another thing, I really love, enjoy doing makeup. I love to nurture that creative side of me. So that's another passion. And, you know, I don't think I have like an overall, I'm still determining and still trying to find out what my overall huge life-changing passion is going to be that can kind of pursue and drive me as like a theme throughout. I feel like you're very clear on that, and I am not yet. And I feel like that's okay. Everybody has different levels of passions and dreams and what those turn into. So those are just a couple of mine. And do you feel like, I had a question for you. Do you feel like your overall passion, like kind of your goals and everything, does that help anchor you and navigate you through some of the choices you need to make as well in your day to day and month to month, whatever?
Yeah, because I always am focused, like I'm a big advocate for goal setting. And so I'm always focused on like what I'm trying to do. And it does help me navigate. I guess the best thing it does for me is like when I realize again and again, that like the fitness industry is where I'm meant to be, it gets so much easier for me to focus on my health, my nutrition, working out, because it's, I don't put resistance up to it. It's like, oh, this is what I'm doing so I can be a good leader for others. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it like, number one, I do it for myself always, but it also helps me to be a way better leader because I show up and I talk about it. And I don't just talk about the good stuff. It's like the shitty stuff too. So that's actually a really good question. Is that your driving force as well to help you show up in your day to day?
Yeah, I think when you have like kind of an umbrella and like, you know, that top end goal or like what you think is your passion and what you know, I think it helps for sure. You know, planning to start a family, that end goal was like making sure that everything will jive together and things going to work out. So yeah, all of my decisions, I'm a planner. We know that, we've talked about that. So I like to make sure that everything is going to hopefully fit as best that I can manipulate it into the puzzle that I've laid out for myself. So yeah, for sure. You talked about, you know, being a leader, and some of those fall under foundational life skills. And I think those are so important. That's kind of the next topic that we have here on the article is, learning how to have adult conversations, learning how to be a leader, learning how to disagree with people, but not, you know, being rude, knowing when to defend yourself if necessary, knowing when to go after things, and ask for it rather than just like letting time go by and like, oh, well, things will come to me, because honestly, they don't. If you're not willing to stand up for it and ask for it and demand it, they just won't come and you'll just get passed over. Although you might be really deserving of it, it's just somebody else is going to be out there with their hand up higher. So learning how to clearly communicate those expectations is super important. So throughout your 20s, like you're nearing your final year, what foundational skills do you think you've learned? So kind of looking back to your early 20s, you know, 20, 21, 22, to where you are now, where do you think, you know, your confidence level is? Where do you think your, how you hold and carry yourself and speak, where do you think that falls? Like, has there been improvement? What's changed?
That's a great question. And I think my whole life, I've learned very foundational skills. My mom was a social worker. I had to learn how to fight fair at a young age. And it really pisses me off when people don't know how to fight fair and snap and don't use their words. So like, I really learned how to communicate at a really young age. I also think I had to grow up at a young age, like not in the sense that like, oh, I didn't have a childhood, but I just knew that life wasn't fair at six. 'Cause like my dad died at six and then 10 other people in our family died. And it was kind of like, okay, so life, I don't want to say isn't fair, but life is real. And you can't sugarcoat that, like, we're not going to die one day, because we all are. And because I knew that from such a young age, I've kind of always played that game. Like, I could die any day. Like, would I be proud of myself for what I've accomplished so far? What do I need to change? What, how do I want to grow? And those are questions I've asked myself for a long time. And I think these moments in my life gave me really, really a really solid foundation of skills to use in communicating, in arguments, in confidence, in growth, in being a leader, in standing up for what I believe in. Like, all these moments in my life were such pivotal moments for me to learn these lessons, and I did learn them well. And I do think that me working at a camp and being a leader there set a huge foundation for me for the rest of my life, because that's where I learned to be confident and where to learn, use my voice and how to use my voice, how to speak to not only adults, but kids, how to treat them the same, how to treat everyone as if they're equal. I learned all of that from camp, and it just brought that forward with me. And so it's not like I've changed that much. I've just grown in these skills that I already have over the last 10 years. And I think that's, it's, now that you ask that, it's like, I've never thought of it that way, but that's such a cool way to look at it. Is like, I've always had these skills. I've always loved being a leader. I've always loved public speaking, but now I'm just like really like honing in on these skills and utilizing them to the best of my abilities. And then as I learn to like pivot, I'll change my way of using them. So yeah. Yeah. So, but what's for yourself, you have, you're more in your mid 20s, I guess you could say. So how have you like pivoted over the last, say, 5-10 years in your life to become who you are today?
Yeah, I was thinking about that as you were kind of answering your question. And for me, coming out of high school and even in high school and a little bit later, I was always somebody who, I still am. Like, I am a Taurus, so I'm bullheaded. I'm, you know, somebody who has an opinion, that's my opinion, and, you know, all that, those sorts of things. But I've definitely learned to be a better communicator and hearing both sides of the story, seeing things from other people's perspective, and just trying to see the good in other people. And sometimes, you know, I would see the good in other people, but for the wrong reasons and ways that I would want to try to fix them and try, you know, and it was just starting to take a toll on my life. So I've been able to separate myself from that and recognize what I can change, I can, and what I won't. But also being able to communicate with other people without flying off the handle or, you know, putting those low digs in there or something like that. That's been probably my biggest growth. And I mean, that just comes with working in professional settings and growing as a person and meeting different people and, you know, just, yeah, having, learning those skill sets. And it's not any one particular activity I did that helped me learn that. It's just being open-minded and meeting new people, I think was the biggest thing. And that kind of leads us to our next topic, which is networking and really, you know, finding the people that, you know, have, I don't like the word mutually beneficial relationship because that sounds really like a give and take kind of thing, but people that better meet your goals, your mindset, your views on life. Because, you know, when we're in high school, we're just in a little bubble with just a small amount of people. And the world is so vast with so many different people that once we get out of there and we start dabbling a little bit in our careers and in school, we begin to see the types of people we want to spend our time with. So I think that's really important, is starting to come out of your shell, which is something that is really hard for me to do, because I still have friends from back in high school, which I love them. But I know that there's different friends out there that do different things to feed my soul that they wouldn't be able to give me. So I think that's really important, is finding kind of like your tribe, the people you can go to, especially, you know, when you become, you know, when you start a business or you become a parent or you get married or you go through a divorce, you know, just all different seasons, there's going to be different people that can help you through those things. So I think, yeah, being open-minded to different people that come in and out of our lives. And sometimes people come in for a short period to teach us something and then they're gone, and that's okay. And it sucks in the moment, but there is something that they taught us and some reason that they were there. So I think that's a good point to remember in your 20s, is just trying to find those people that match what you want in your life.
And just because they've been your friend forever doesn't mean they have to be your friend forever, because some people are toxic and some people hold you back in your old patterns of life, especially when you're trying to change and evolve and they don't see the old you that they saw. They're going to try to pull you back to be that person. And that is hard to deal with.
Because it's hard to get out of that. You know, I've listened to the Gary Vee podcast called Audit Your Inner Circle. That's the episode. It's about 11 minutes long. It is so powerful. Seriously, listen to it. And it talks about getting rid of those buddies that you're sitting in your mom's basement with playing, you know, some type of video game and smoking weed all day. And they're just like gassing each other up like you're going to do things, but nobody's going to fucking do anything. You know, you need those people that are going to encourage growth and where you want to be. But then also you go tell, say you're with your same group of gals that you've been friends with forever. You're like, you know what? I'm going to start this new lifestyle. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit drinking and I'm going to eat healthier. They're going to be like, well, what the fuck are we supposed to do? We don't want to do that. Then they're going to try to pull you back in and give you all the negative reasons why, but you've made your mind up that, you know what? No, I want to live a healthier lifestyle. And they're going to almost razz you into it. And it's really hard to get back out of that, you know?
It's so true. Cause it's like all these, I just think of all the friendships I had that were for a moment that every time I tried to pivot, they pull you back. Like,
yeah,
we've all had them, right? Like we can reflect on that. And, people get so caught up because they don't know how they're going to fit into your life anymore. It's like, well, if you're not drinking and you're not smoking and you're eating healthy, how are you going to fit into our circle of friends? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a good chance you might not, unless they're willing to say, go for a walk with you. You know, like the craziest thing is they don't have to change at all for you to love them. They just have to support you. But people don't often see that. They're like, oh my God, I got to change too now, or I'm never going to have her as a friend, but I don't want that. So it's weird. And we evolve and we grow and we change, and it's all right. And it's all right to have new friends and new people to love us. In fact, the more people that love us, the better, really. Mm-hmm. Because there's different parts of us that need loving.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge thing that happens in your 20s. And sometimes it can be really sad. You're seeing some of those long-time friendships kind of come to an end because people are going different ways, and that's a really tough time. But I think just I definitely can count some friendships that have happened, and not that they've ended badly, but sometimes you still remember the good times you have with them and you're like, oh, I wish. But then you know that you guys are just in different places, and sometimes it's really hard to relate. Or if you remain friends with them and you continuously be in different places, see it happen, you know, feelings get hurt, people don't understand the basis behind things that you're doing. And yeah, it can be a real freaking shit show. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that.
And I mean, that is where communication comes into play. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, sometimes we just get to the end of a relationship and we hold on longer than we should have. And it's time to move forward because you leaving them is going to might be better for them as well. You know, like it's not just for you. Like you're giving them an opportunity to find themselves and find their group of people who are really going to motivate them and support them to be the best version of themselves rather than you guys just kind of being neutral with each other forever. Like that's not a good friendship either. So
yeah, 100%. I think lastly, we should just talk a little bit about managing your money. I mean,
what
are you telling me 20 something year olds are spending their money on dumb shit? Come on. I am living proof of a 20 something year old spending my money on dumb fucking shit. And I look back and I see credit card debt and I'm like, what the fuck did I buy? You know what? I'll tell you what I bought. I bought Adidas Originals and fucking Taco Bell. Over and over and over.
Love it.
And makeup. And really just dumb things. And you know what? I think about often how much more freedom I would have now if I didn't make those stupid choices. If I didn't buy a brand new car when I turned 16 and totaled it and had to get something else. If I, you know, and it wasn't for me. It was for the look. It was for me trying to be something. I will shout it from the rooftops that I'm somebody that wanted to be liked. I wanted to have the nice things, and material things matter to me. And to a certain extent, they still do. And I think I'll always be like that. It's in my nature. But also, I know the balance. I'm learning the balance better now about managing money and how much more freedom I could have. So when my kid grows up, I'm going to tell her. And I know she's going to have her own mind. I know it. She's my kid and she'll do what she wants to do. But I'm going to be like, look, you're going to be sitting there at 27 years old and you're going to wish like I didn't go rack up a credit card with dumb stuff. And I could be traveling. I could be just having more freedom. Like I would have left my job before I had kids and started my business. And it would have been a fuck of a lot easier than starting a business when I had a freaking 9-month-old at home. You know, there's just so many things that I would go back and tell my early 20 somethings and I would do it differently. But I mean, here we are today and all we can do is just dig ourselves out and yeah, move forward. So managing your money, they don't teach you that in school, do they, Lana? Do they sit you down and tell you how to manage money?
No, I wish they did. Apparently they do now. They have more money management classes, but they sure as hell didn't teach me that.
When we were in school, they gave us a fucking recorder and taught us how to play hot cross buns. Exactly.
Which I can still play.
I know. Like, that's a marketable skill, okay? Like, if I need to go make some extra dollars, I'm going to the street corner with my recorder, rocking hot cross buns with my hat on the ground looking for money. But, you know, yeah, so they don't teach you that. And I think, and sometimes I get it. It's left up to the parents to teach some of those more life skills. So that's something that I'm going to really prioritize for my child so that I can hopefully instill some more wisdom and learn from my mistakes, which I know they think they'll, I know she's going to think that she knows better than I do. That bitch.
Oh, 100%.
I'm just kidding.
100%. That's we all do.
Excuse me. We all have to make our own mistakes, but I think just learning to set a budget and control your spending, and setting financial goals and kind of having a plan of what you might want to do, you know, in your later 20s and into your 30s and what that looks like, I think would be really beneficial. Did you ever have any money management problems or were you pretty good?
No, I 100% did. I racked up credit cards and I'm still paying them off now, but there was the time, my biggest pivot was when I was broke as fuck. And I realized that all that material shit does not matter. The year before, because last year was the year I pulled myself up. But the year prior to that, I literally had no money at all. And you realize like nothing matters. Like all that material shit that you buy, it's just that. And then it's never going to be enough because it's filling a hole that you're trying to fill with all these things and it doesn't bring happiness because 5 minutes later you're like, I want to buy something else. And so now like, sure, you'll see me shopping on my Instagram because I always share what I'm shopping, But often I'll go home empty-handed, and I do a lot of window shopping now. Because if I don't find what I love, I don't buy it. And that was a lesson I had to learn for myself, for I'd probably be going down the same path still. Mm-hmm. But now I love seeing my account grow. I love having money. I love being able to do things when I want to do them. And yeah, I'm still paying off debt, and I will be for a while, but at least I have, I don't know. I don't need to have all that other stuff now. I don't know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think to end it, so the best thing to say is, at the end of the day, when you're in your 20s, it could be really fucking crazy. You're burning the candles at both ends. You're in university, you're in school, you're learning your career. Maybe you're starting a family, you're doing some of those things. You're burning the candle at both ends. But it's important to remember to maintain a balance and find calmness in everything. Because, you know, the burnout rates and the stress level, and that just kind of piles onto everything we just talked about. It kind of derails some of that stuff, you know. I'm stressed out, I'm going to go buy stuff. You know, that knocks the balance thing out, you know. Just so many different things. So at the end of the day, don't think so much about the decisions you make. Think about them, but don't let it ruin your life about the decisions you need to make in your 20s and be like, I need to plan ahead, because your plan will never stay the same. And I think that's what I would have told myself too, is like, don't stress so much. You're putting way too much thought into this one decision, and it's really not that serious. So just don't take your life so seriously.
And the reality is, like, you're young in your 20s. You're young and I know young 20-year-olds don't think 30-year-olds are young, but you're going to get there and you're going to realize, holy shit, I'm still young. I still have a lot of life. And we're going to get to 40 and realize the same thing. And it's okay to be figuring it out at all times and to remove that pressure off yourself and, like, live. Like, learn what you need to learn, because we all have to go through these learning moments for things to actually stick. I had to be broke as fuck to realize what matters and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's how it is. We all have these learning moments, and it's tough to learn from other people. Like, I could preach it to the world, and you still would need a lesson for yourself rather than learning from me.
Preach it. That's the biggest thing. Learn it for yourself, because yeah, like I said about telling my daughter, she's not going to know because she didn't live it. She's got to make those mistakes. So yeah.
Fail quick, recover, and keep moving forward.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yeah. Don't live in your failures. It's not worth it. Mm-mm. Badass Girl Gang, we out?
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.